Bez Hashem, we're learning Tveris Yisrael in Perek Aleph, Shir number 8 of Maral. And there's a little introduction of what Maral will be discussing tonight is how the mitzvahs are specifically miyuchud, unique and directed specifically for Klal Yisrael. And he's going to begin by saying that everything that Hashem created, there is a purpose and there's a reason that that specific creation accomplishes its feat, its goal. The sun gives off the heat, the rain clouds give the rain, everything has a specific tafket, a purpose. Let's begin. The creations that Hashem created, kulam heim poyolim boilam asher nivra boy. Kulam poyolim, they all do their feat, their job. V'chol echod lefi ma'alosa v'chashivusa, we're on page Chav Ches. And each one does its important task. Goydel pu'ulosa. Nei ha-shemayim, chol tzva ha-shemayim, kulam poyolim, v'sav merikiyo, the heavens and the clouds, they all do their job. V'poyolim b'tachtoinim, down here also, the ground gives produce from the earth. Everything comes from the ground. He payelis. Waters the ground. The wind. The wind, we say Mashiv Haruach Umayrid Hagesha. So we say Mashiv Haruach. We need the Ruach to exist, and then it's Mayrid Hagesha. As he says, Kimoshi Hu Yadua, the importance of the wind. Vechena Eish, Kimoshi Hacham, like the sun. Mechamim Megadala Kol. When you want to plant something, you have to, it needs sunlight. Most things need sunlight. Vechain Kol Bali Chayim, Cholaminim Shiba Ilam. All creations. They were not created that they should not create itself and continue to create more of their kind, of their species. Rak namar aleihem and says, Pru ruvu, milu ha'aretz. But continue to be fruitful and multiply. Ad she'ein echad batel. To the point that nothing that Hashem created is here sitting with his hands tied, if you will, and not accomplishing. Everything is accomplishing. Every creation, everything, whether it's in the sky, whether it's down here, whether it's the little fish, everything has its tafket, its job that it's doing. V'chol pu'ula hi misyacheses ala poyel. Every pu'ul, every action, is connected to where it came from. He explains in the bottom 11, Perush ad koi bir shekol dover poyel pu'ula bo'ilam. Until now, the Maral explained that every single thing that Hashem created, it has a tafket, a job, and it performs that job in this world. Now we're going after this. I mean, Achshav Yosef levar sheyeshna ha'to'oma ben ha'pu'ula l'pu'ula l'poyel pu'ula. Now he's explained that there's a connection between that thing which is accomplishing something and where it's coming from. There's a direct connection. It's not just like, okay, the sun is giving off heat. Oh, that's by chance. And the water, by definition, is generally cold. Water, by definition, unless you warm it up, and the hot, exception of the hot springs, water, by definition, is cold. It says back on top, Ki hachamimus, the heat, asher hu pe'eles ha'esh, which is the tafket of the fire, misyaches elof. Fire gives off heat. V'chein ha'kriyus, kol nis is misyaches alamayim. Water is connected to the kolnis. Kolnis is connected to the water. Asher poyolim ha'kriyus. The water brings the kolnis. V'chein b'chol ha'dvorim misyacheses ha'pu'ula el ha'poyol. Okay, so this was an introduction that everything that Hashem created is connected to the specific tafkid, the job that it has. Umiyata, now we come to ha'adam. Parenthetically, I'll tell you that this piece over here reminds me of the hakdama to the Sefer HaChinuch. And it's a very classic hakdama. And if you haven't seen it, I really encourage everyone to take a look at it. Arsko recently translated the Sefer HaChinuch, so if you want to see it in English, take a look at it in English. The specific point that the Sefer HaChinuch, he brings an hakdama that's connected to here, he says that Hashem created everything in the world with different levels of something which is good, and then something which is better than that. Then you have the best. For example, he says you have ground, you have land, which is good for cultivating. And you have sometimes better ground, which is even better for planting. And he gives an example. You have land in the world. And of the land in the world, there's one specific place in the world which is the best land from the whole entire world. And that's Eretz Yisrael. And of Eretz Yisrael, so you start with land, then we have Eretz Yisrael, there's the best place in the world, the best land in the world is Yerushalayim. Now he's not just discussing because of planting, but he's discussing more of the spiritual connection. And then he says also, for example, you have Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. So a Yisrael, a Yid, he has Kedusha. A Levi has even more. We'll call it mitzvahs to do. And the Kohen, we know, he's of the highest Madrega. When I saw this maral, it reminded me of that Hakdama of the Chinuch. Because he's discussing first there's a world out there. Then of the world, there's Adam. Hashem created the world for Adam. Now, in the fact that Hashem created the world for Adam, who did he create the world for specifically? For Klal Yisrael. That's the goal. As we'll see specifically, he'll say it shortly. Thank you. V'ata ha'adam asher hu nivdol mikol shar balichai minsar ha'nefesh. Sheinavshoi nefesh bahamis. Ragnavshoi nefesh sichlis. Now we discuss the Adam, who is nivdul, he's separated, he's different from all other bali chayim, animals of the creation, inside ha-nefesh. Why? What's different about the Adam? Because the Adam has nefesh sichlis. He has the seichel. The nefesh sichlis, loyki ma'ishar bali chayim ha'tiviyim, she'navshem rak tiviyis. They're just nature, if you will. A behema, the Maral says other places, a behema is bo ma, beis hey mem hey. So the question you were just asking was that the Maral says that she'navshem nefesh bahamis. So our nefesh is not a nefesh bahamis because it's a nefesh sichlis. Now there's no question that the person here is good. Now there's no question that the person is a hybrid of behema from down here and neshama from up there. And that is what an Adam is. The whole battle of life is who is going to win. It's like you have the man riding the bronco. Is it the bronco, the wild animal on the bottom, or is the man who's going to control it? So is it the Adam who is going to use the Kedusha Elyoino, the Sichlis, the Tzelmel Akim, to control his Bahamasdik, the animalistic part of him? Or is it the Bahamasdik, the animalistic part of him, that is going to control, is it the Bronco that's going to control the man? That is the battle of life. But what he's saying over here is that Rak Nafshe Nefesh Sichlis. Back in page Chavtes, Loi Kimoi Shar Balechaim Hatviim She'ei Nafshem Rak Tviis Mechuyev She'ye Loi Pu'ulois Misyachsois Al Nafshe Sichlis Elekis Ye Loi Pu'ulois Sichlis Elekis. The Adam his actions, it would make sense because he has this nafshay sichlis elokis. So what comes out from him, the same way fire produces heat and coal and water produces the coldness, right? And everything else that he was giving examples for, the wind, it does its job. So the Adam should be connecting to the Seichel Elokis. Okay, because that's what is miyuchid, unique about the Adam. You see how we start off? Every action, every creation has this action that it produces. So the what is the Adam going to hear to produce? That's his question over here. Every action that comes out from something has to be connected back to where it comes from. He says you find that the human being has many aspects that it does connect to behemoths and balichayim. Such as eating, drinking, sleeping. There's no question about it. That's what our human part is. And there's no question that comes because of his nefesh hachiyuni of the chelik of the Adam. That's the animalistic part of him. That's the bronco. I will eat avshir on page lamed. But it's impossible to say that the Adam doesn't have a connection that it should be producing that which was given to him from the Seichel Elokis. We're now going to say such a very important yisoid hachayim, a very important yisoid, a fundamental principle for life. That he says this, that a person is a builder, is a carpenter, is a baker, is a chef, and he makes clothing, is a tailor. Yes. The nefesh ha-sichlis is being used to produce these things. You don't have a cow making clothing, right? The cow cannot make clothing. The monkey cannot do things that we can do, as much as the monkey can be trained to do something. So he's saying, yes, of course, you can connect and draw the dots back to the nefesh sichlis that the Adam is producing, that he built the house, that he made the cake. But he wants to say, that's not his tafkid. That's not his purpose. Mihu arev li shadavar hazeh hu mitzad shlemis shaboy. V'harei roi u'mechuyev. Listen to these words now. Shiu loy pu'ulois elekis, shiyifol bo'ilo ma'ashe boroi kifi ma'ilos nafshah elekis. Let's just remind ourselves what the first paragraph was saying over here. The same way the clouds are created and it does its job for this world, and the sun gives its rays and the heat for the creations of this world, it's only appropriate, says the Maral, that the Adam should be connecting to that gift that he was given, that the Adam was given, of the nafshe elokis, and then to produce something that comes out, which we'll discuss what that is soon, which is the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are the nafshe elokis. That's what he produces. In other words, he's saying the fact that a person is doing anything else in this physical world, he's not connecting with that intellect, his nafshe elokis. Is that clear? Is that clear what he's saying? It has to be. And he's improving the next paragraph. Is beautiful. It has to be that it's producing something that's connected to the nafshe elokis, and that's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of the person. Yes, Adam means specifically a yid, as we'll see, hopefully, Mr. Shem tonight. Now listen to this next paragraph. This paragraph, I just want to say a quick story. that I believe ties into this beautifully we're saying here. I heard many years ago from Rabbi Friend that there was he was saying over a maisa where there was a person who met it was not a Jewish person who was sick and tired of people defining him by the profession, or defining people by profession what they do. Oh, you're a doctor or you're a lawyer, that's who you are. No. So he was a successful whatever he was. But he decided he didn't like that anymore. So from now on, he said, whenever someone asks him, what do you do? He says, I work for the IRS. And people turned, they went to a banquet, they went to a convention, and people would walk away from him. What we do for to pay the bills is not who we are. And there's nothing wrong with enjoying it. Definitely enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, that's not a good thing either. But that's not, we're not a doctor. We are not a lawyer, an accountant, a chef, whatever. That's not who we are. That's what we do for a living. But that's not who defines us, who we are. Right? Someone says to you, like, what are you holding? Those are code words. You say, ksubis, you know, daf yud gimel. So he says to you, aren't you a doctor? Yeah, I am. So when I asked you, what are you holding? I meant, what are you up to with your... So you tell him back, oh, I'm sorry, that's what I do for my profession. I work for the IRS, right? The same concept. That's what he's going to say right now, and that's what he's getting to over here. V'arei roi m'chuyiv shiyuloi p'ulois elakis shiyifol ba'ilom ashaborek if yimailas nafshay elakis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. And this is Spitz Maral, with a mindless national kiss. We have to realize what's inside of us. We have the tselem elokim. Of a safe kedushin, he says in the next paragraph. Tanya. Bebeshim ben Elazar Oimer. Listen to this gemara. This gemara is on Pei Beizim and Beiz, the last daf in kedushin. Miyomai, says Bebeshim ben Elazar, all the days of my life, ready for this now? L'ra'isi tzvi kayitz. I never saw a tzvi that's a kayitz. A tzvi is a deer. A kayitz is a person that dries figs. He dries figs. You never saw a deer that dries figs. V'ari soval. And the ari, the lion, would then go take these dried figs and carry them, the shul chenvani, to the fox to sell them. It's a funny thing. Like, have you ever seen that? I've never seen that. Like, what's his point? So let's continue first. Miyomai lo yireisi tzvi kayitz v'ari yisavo v'shu'al chenvani. V'hei, nonetheless, says the Gemara, mispainasim shloi bitzar. They get their painasa shloi bitzar, without any difficulty. V'hei moi nivru elu l'shem sheni. Now, why were the animals created? So Adam was the last creation. Adam HaRishon was the last creation. Why? So Rashi brings, because this way, it's like when a person comes into a house, right? And the table should be set. You can come eat something. Live in it. Right? So Adam, the world was created for Adam. So everything in the world is here to serve Adam. So he's saying, these animals were only created to serve me. Vani, what am I here for? Says Rav Shimon ben Elazar, I am here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vani nivresi l'shamish as koini. I was created to serve my master. So yes, like this. Uma elu shloim nivru elu l'sham sheni. Just like these animals were only created to serve me. Mispanasim shloi bitzar. The Gemara says that they get their parnasa, their livelihood, their sustenance, without any difficulty. Vani, but for me, shenivresi l'shamish as koini. And I was created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al chas kama kama. Even more so, I shouldn't have difficulty with my parnasa. Right? You hear the logic. It's very good logic.
True, except for the curse.
Excellent, Josh. Okay, very good. Okay. So, for those who didn't hear, he just said, answer the question, which we'll get to in a second, because of the klal. Okay, so we'll get to it in a second. But first, that's the kasha, if you will. Or the statement, like, there shouldn't be intrinsically any difficulty with my parnasa as a human, as an adam. Ela, the problem is, sheri oisi es masai. The kapachti is panasasi. The problem is, says Rav Shimon Rozer, my averus. As he brings a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, when they say chem hitu eile, and he brings it in the bottom, the end of the pasuk, v'chatoi seichem monu 24, three lines from the bottom, v'chatoi seichem monu hatoi mikem. You hear this? Your averus, says the Novi, prevented me from giving you good. So, Pasha Pshat, it sounds like each and every person's own averus. I understood it as like Joshua was saying just now, as the chait of Adam. And then I saw that Ben Yoyoda, so brought down, that's exactly how he learns. The question is that you have to understand that on the pasuk is Avon Seichem, sounds like plural. Okay, fine. But now we're not going to be dying into that now. The bottom line is, it's the chait, the chait of Adam Rishon, v'zei sapecho toich alechem. By the sweat of your brow, you need bread. It's the averus a person does. The bottom line is that's why there's tsar with parnasa. There's difficulty when it comes to parnasa. Adkan, that's the end of the Gemara. Okay. Now listen to this. Harei shebi anu ki hapa'ulis v'hamalochis she'oise hodom l'tzorech parnasa eina mitzad mailas odom. So what did we just explain? We just explained that the actions a person does mitzara parnasa for his livelihood eina mitzad mailas adam. It's not because of the greatness that he's an adam. Aval heim loy mitzad chisus v'chisaron. But it's just the other way. It's because he's doing what he has to do because he's cursed. Aror is a curse. B'zeis apecha toich alechem. We ate from the Eitz Hadas. Look at number 25 on the bottom, second to last line. It brings in the Maral in Kedushin on that Gemara. She'al yachshev ha'odom. Person shouldn't think he ha'odom nivra b'teva shia amal va'oyisim malacha. That person should was created for this purpose to work, to do malacha. She'ein zakach. That's not true. She'nivra odom lay nivris imoy hamalacha v'tikin v'godov u'binin habatim. And he brings the next. He says, when the man was created, do you know? Let me ask you a question. It's a little rhetorical, but think about the answer. Do you know what type of house Adam was given by Hashem? A house. You never think about it, right? We're in a house right now, right? So what kind of house? Was it a brick house? Was it a wood house? Was it a marble? Gold? Who knows? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, right? What kind of house did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Adam? Was it made out of wood or the trees? Log cabin? You know what it was? Absolutely nothing. What's a house for? It's shelter. Right now it's cold outside. What is it, 40 degrees, 30 degrees? Who knows? The house is for protection, for a place to live, and there are all these other things. What about his clothing? We all know he didn't have any clothing. He didn't need clothing. This is before the chait. As he brings next, he says, all the Marishan, on the top of the next 26, in the footnote there, all the Marishan, famous Gemara, it was Mesib the Gan Eden, he was sitting Gan Eden, for you Malachi Asher, it's Tzoydom Leibasar, Mesan Lo Yayin. You hear this? You want to know what to think in your mind of Gan Eden? A barbecue with wine. And you don't have to have any concerns of gout or any issues of any health concerns. You like a Pittsburgh steak, you get a Pittsburgh, whatever type you like. You like a rare, well done, medium. The Malachim were making it for other. So he's telling us, he's banging away at the point that it's not that we were created for the parnasa. Because originally there was no Adam wasn't created with that. It was only after the klala. Back on top, at the last three words on page Lamed, Ukashav Nivra Adam Lai Nivris Imoy Hamalacha Vitikin Begodim of Bin Abatim. When Adam was created, he was not created with the malacha and the work and building a house and making clothing. Rak veganeden haye beloy dvar meilu. He was in the Gan Eden without any of these things. He didn't need it. Vinkein. Listen to these words now. I keep on saying that because this is so intrinsically important. Ein elu pu'ulois la'odam mitzad ha'shleimus. Ein elu pu'ulois la'odam. These actions of the parnas, of the doctor, the lawyer, the accountant, whatever the person is, the builder, that's not what brings the shleimus to the person. That's not what brings the completeness to the person. You don't find these by the other animals, bali chayim, these actions of the tikkun begadim, things like this. And they survive without this. And he explains in number 27, the zuraya shnia, second proof, shah parnasa hayisat sricha lavoi shloi bitzar, that really parnasa should have come without any tzar, if not for the fact of the avera. The affairs of the people or of the admiration. Im kein pu'ulo is elu heim la'odam mitzar chisaron. Shechoto ve'kopach panasosa ve'lula ize lo yehoi yitzarech ledvarim elu. So l'maisa, so why do we have to go to work? Why do we have to do all these things? Because this is the because of the p'chisus adam, the lowliness of man. Because of the Aveira Shaboy. What's the Aveira? Aveirois. The original Klala B'Zeis HaPecha Toich HaLechem. What I'm so excited about over here is that you see it's not a Jewish mindset of focusing on a trade and being haughty. Haughty is gaiva, is never good for anything, but because the person was successful at that position, that field. So what? Very good. You know, I want to share with you a story. When you say fulfillment, it's like I said, any profession and job that a person goes into, you want to feel satisfied. If we don't feel satisfied about it, we're not going to have a good life. Yeah, but that's not the task. That's not the goal. That's not the goal. There are people who have a job, whatever they do, and they view that as the tafel to their life, and the ikir is like what you're doing now, is the learning. Now, it could be the person spending 97% of his day with the parnasa because the parnasa demands it. It could be. But the Pachad Yitzchak elaborates on this. The Futnos Atzal, who's Yotzeh with his best week, elaborates on this. He says, you could have a person, I'll just say it in my words, who's working, we'll call it 97% of the time, and only learning 3% of the time. But his heart is 100%, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it, is in the Beis Medrash the whole entire day. That's his rotzen, that's what he wants. And you could have a person the other way around. 97% of the day time, he's in the Beis Medrash. But his heart's on Wall Street. And those are on Wall Street, nothing wrong with that, if your heart's in the Beis Medrash. Meaning what? That the person, he's in the Beis Medrash, but he's not really, he's there because of circumstances. But it's not his rotzen. And they get up to Shemayim, the schar is reversed. You hear that? Get up to Shemayim, time for paycheck, spiritual paycheck. And the person who had this rotzen to be in the Beis Medrash, but what could he do? He didn't have that opportunity. This is the mice I want to share with you. When I was in yeshiva, and I lived in Flatbush, and learning Chaim Berlin, I walked over to Rav Meir Scheinberg, Zecher Tzad Levracha, his Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. Unfortunately, he was nifted during COVID. It pains me to say that. When I found that, I couldn't believe it.
Who was it?
Rav Meir Scheinberg. He gave a 2-hour drasha, Shabbos Shuvah. He said over Maisa. Said he went to a Sfarim store. And let me just tell you, he looked like a Rav. Like when you think of a picture of a Rav, like the pictures over here, he looked, he had the, you know what I'm saying? There's no mistake, like, oh, I didn't know you were Rav. No, you know he was a Rav, okay? From the way he looked. He went into a Sfarim store. And as he was going in, maybe it was like close to 6, whatever time they were closing soon, the owner told him, I just want to let you know, we close in a few minutes. So he told the owner, okay, no problem. Thank you for telling me. I know what I want to get. I'll be very quick. A few minutes later, he gets a tap on the shoulder. So we're locking up. If I can please ask you, we have to leave, if everybody can leave. So he said, I'm almost finished. I just have to get, you know. So the man said back to him, ready for this? The man said back to him, I'm sorry. The klala ends now. My klala is over now. So he's thinking, man, your klala, your curse ends now. He leaves the store, he walks away, walking down the streets of Flatbush and thinking, this man's a meshuggah. What's he talking about? And as he's continuing to walk, he says, no, I had it wrong. I'm the meshuggah, he said, about himself. This man has it right. The parnasa is a klala. That's what it is. And he wants to get home to his family. He wants to go to his chavrusa. The klala is over. This is what he said. This is the attitude we have to have. And that's what the Maral is telling us over here. The Maral is saying that we don't define a person but what he does for a living. It's very antithetical to what the world, how the world views things, right? Which makes very good sense, because that's the Geisha Welt, and this is the Torah. But unfortunately, that attitude seeps into our mindset sometimes. Now, what the Maharal is going to do now is he's going to, like any Gemara, just like a Halacha Gemara, has to be yet medayik into every single word. Why is this word placed over here? And why is this statement being said like this? So too, when it comes to Agarat Gemara, like we have now, he's going to medayik and ask questions on this Gemara as well. So now we discuss the lion, the deer, and the fox. Because that's what we had here in the Gemara. Truth is, they asked Ben Yoda, he asked the question, why isn't the lion mentioned first? The lion is the Ari. The lion is the Gibor, is the most chashuv of the animals. That's where the question comes from. Right? He has that question. I wrote a note on the side of my maral here that Ben Yoda also points out why we're discussing here specifically about sun drying these dates. Katsiyos. Why this? Katsiyos. Could be anything, right? So just like we said, you have to say pshat, what is every single thing in the Gemara, in the Garat Gemara, is for a reason.
Well, animals can't think ahead of time and planning to dry it for later purposes.
No, but why did Rishim ben Elazar use that? He says, I never saw a deer who was a kayitz. Why didn't he say, I never saw a deer that was sun-drying raisins? But the truth is, in my example, the answer, he could have used that also, by the way. You'll see in a second. So he says like this, it's so beautiful. This Mamash fits in so beautifully to this Gemara here. What was the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is telling us that at the end of the day, the reason why we have to have tzar with parnasa is because of the klala, right?
Fig leaf.
Say again?
Fig leaf.
Okay, so there's the machlekes in the Gemara It's not dates, but te'enim, te'enim, right? Figs, right? There's machlokes in Gemara, different opinions, four different opinions as to what the food was that they ate from the Eitz Hadas. What was the food?
Fig.
So he's going according to that opinion of the ktsias or the figs. Te'enim. And that's why he's. What would happen after we ate from the Eitz Hadas? That we got the klala. That you see how it fits in so beautifully? That's what he's using specifically in that mashal, if you will, or that demonstration. Ketzias. Okay. Let's go back to the Maral. V'zochar gimul dvarim. And he mentioned three things. Ki ba'odam gimul dvarim. Because there are three components to an odam. What are the three components? We're on top of page Lamed Aleph. The left column. Haguf. Vahanefesh, vahasechel. The three parts of a person are his body, the nefesh. If you want to loosely say the soul, translate that, you have to know the nefesh and the neshama, which we're not getting to now, and the seichel, the intellect. V'chol shloshton mishamish ha'odom behen, the tzarech yusay. In all of these things that a person has, the guf, nefesh, and the seichel, he uses them for his existence. V'amar, ki ein shleimus ha'odim b'mashu mishamish l'tzorich panasosoi. Hei megufoi, hei menashoi, hei mesichloi. So he says like this, it's a person does not have shleimus when he uses his guf for the panasa. So he says like this, the Omer once again, he ain't shleimus to all the mashu who mishamish letzorech panasosoi. Hey, the gufo, you don't have a shleimus of the person. And this that he uses, mashu mishamish letzorech panasosoi, that he uses for his panasa, whether it's the guf, the nafsho, or yusecho. Vezeki ha'ari, yesh le guf chozak. The lion is very strong. Kashenoida me'inyan ari, as we know from the lion. That's what, intrinsically, the lion is very strong. And he's coming to explain why Rav Shimon ben Elazar specifically mentioned the lion. But the lion does not use its strength. So we have to understand what this means. For his parnasa. Now what does it mean that the lion doesn't use its strength for its parnasa? You ever see those videos of the lion grabbing that bison and they're running at this top speed and his claws and his jaw and boom, it pounces on him and it's over for the bison, right? So what do you mean the lion doesn't use that? That's called strength. What is it if it's not called strength? So look what he says, the last line on the page on 31. He asks this question, Sarachian, v'chi ein ha'ari mishtamish b'koyach ha'gufun mezoy noisof. You tell me that Ari doesn't use it? Doesn't use the strength? The Ari has a strength and he destroys everything. Toyer fakol. Omnam, we're on page Lamed Beis in the footnote. Omnam, zilu kashimid. It's not a kash at all. Why? He kavanos ha-maimer shein ha-ri tzorich la-triach es atzma be-koyach gufa manas la-hasig mezonesov. He's saying that the Ari, the lion, doesn't have to burden himself with his body in order to accomplish and get his mezoinos. V'heim is parnasim shloi b'tzar. And that's what it means that they get their parnasos shloi b'tzar. El mezoinos of boim elov l'loi tzar v'yegia. And that's how the Maral is explaining that his mezoinos, this is Maral and Gevuras Hashem, on Pesach Inyanim, that his Parnasa is coming, luloy tsar. It doesn't mean it's not using its physical strength. I think what he's referring to is that, where do you find the lion? The lion's in the jungle. What else is in the jungle? The other animals, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the system, Naisim Lechem L'chol Basar, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the animals, the lion, in the ecological system, it's food. They're, what the lion eats will be in the jungle as well. So it's not like he has to start getting, hiring a marketing agency and advertising and take out a loan. And doesn't need any of that, of course, because the food's there. That's what I believe he means, loy tsar.
But the question was why a lot.
Lekach, in the bottom of Lamed Aleph, in the Maral, on the top of the page, Lekach, ein lachshev ma'ashe oise ha'aldam begufoy hu shleimus loy. So he says, don't think that which a person does with his goof is the shleimus, is the poyel, is the pu'ula, is the action of why he's here. Shaharei, on Lamed Beis now, on top of the page, b'balichayim lo nimsa dover ze shiyet tzarech ilov. He says, by the balichayim, that's not where the shleimus comes from. Okay, negra koyech hanafshi, shatnu hi min hanefesh. In regards to the koyech hanafshi, the koyech of the nefesh, the power, the strength of the nefesh, is what? That's movement. That's what nefesh is about. So he says, al ze omar shehatzvi sheyesh ben mehirus hatnu ma'oid. The deer, gazelle, whatever you want to call it, is very quick. Hariyesh lekoyach ze b'yoseh. It is exemplified by this strength, this midah of the koyach of nefesh, of being very quick. So we're saying nefesh now is connected to the tzvi, the guf, and the ari and the guf. And if you take a look at 33, first 32 actually, and he says like this, he said nofetz b'sivim maral, uladugma b'nesiv ha-toyro. He says, sha-toyro le-timso ha-itzel ha-chasronim va-ha-togorim. Brings Gemara in Eir and Afnun Hei. He says, you're not going to find Toyro by the merchants. Ki bekama mekoymes, that's Gemara. Ki bekama mekoymes biyarnu, ki chelke ye-odom him shloisho. This is the Maral now over there in the Siva Torah that says that we explain this concept many times, that there are three parts to a person, like he's saying over here as well. Ha'efod, hu ha-seichel. One part is the seichel. Ha'sheni, hu ha-nefesh. Va'ashlishi, hu ha-guf. Eilu shloisha, hein ba'adam. These are the three components of a person. V'ka'asher ha'echod goyver ba'adam. This is very important now. When one of these three are standing out over the other two, ein safek shu mevatel koyach hasheni b'shleimusay. There's no question that it's nullifying the strength of the other one. V'hatoyer hi l'seichel. The Torah is for the seichel. V'hatagorim, the merchants, shem oivim mishavim mibli manoyach lehem. They're traveling. They have no rest. They're bali tenua. They're moving around. So what are they using? What chelik of their component are they implementing in their life? The nefesh, not the seichel, because they're moving around like we just explained. V'yadua ki ha'tenua asher ha'adam ha'ilich m'saviv hilin nefesh ha'adam asher mimen ha'tenua nimsa. You hear what's going on? So he's explaining the Gemara in Erev and Dachnun Hei, that why is it, as you say over there, that you're not going to find greatness in Torah by the merchants? And he says, because what does the merchant have to do? He has to travel all the time. He's always traveling. So if he's always traveling, he's using that koyach of the nefesh to the highest degree. Well, if he's using the koyach of nefesh to the highest degree, what is he not using to the highest degree? He's being mevat to the koyach of the seichel. The seichel is the Torah. That's his point over here. V'kashem midas ha-nefesh ha-shem yimena ha-tnuo goyver ba'odom. But when the mid of the nefesh is overpowering in the person, until the point of the shleimus of the Torah is not going to be found by this person. You hear how I explained this Gemara in Irvin? The question was, why don't you find Torah by, what's the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says, you're not going to, Torah will not be found by these merchants, these traveling merchants. And he says the reason why it's not going to be found by them is because they're tapping in to their nefesh. And they're using the koyach nefesh to the highest degree. Well, if they're using the koyach nefesh to the highest degree, then you know what they're not using the highest degree? The koyach of the seichel, which is the Torah. Okay. Now, in regards to number 33, where we have over here like this, we said, by the tzvi, it has this koyach of zehirus of the being quick, mehirus rather. Now I just want to focus on a little because I think it's beautiful how he explains the words. There's a yisoy, there's a rule. The words that we have in Lashon HaKodesh are not just letters that will decide put together like this. For example, Adam HaRishon, we know he gave the name Shemos to the animals. Let's take an example. We'll see what he says over here. You have a chamar. You have a donkey. What is it? What is the chamar? What is the usage of the donkey? What does the donkey do the most? How do you define what the donkey does? It schleps. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. It schleps. The chamar, because the oisiyos of chamar are choimer, physicality. It's using that physicalness of schlepping as much as possible. On that, with that mindset, then now let's take a look at number 33. He says like this, in regards to the Gemara and Subis and Kufyut Beis, he says, it's sorry if lekan shirotzkat zvi, right? We have over there, the mission says that we should serve Hashem rotzkat zvi, run like a deer, like a gazelle. Rotz comes from a lashon of rotzoi, of your will. Peseach esedech maspia lochol chai rotzoi, your will, your desire. The Rotzin ba'aramis, listen to this now. Rotzin ba'aramis, Rotzin in Aramaic is tzvi. You hear that? Tzvi, a deer. So he says, he brings a pasuk, he says, Shevi is a pasuk, he brings a pasuk in the Dvarim Aleph Chavav, v'loi avisim la'alois shetegim sham yoinsim nozir, v'loi tzvisun and mesuk. Tzvisun, like avisun la'alois. It's your rotzen. Tzvisun means your desire. Hare shuv chazina shatzvi moira al ritzo mehirus. So you see over here that the tzvi, the deer, the letters tzadi veiz yud, it shows you it moira al ritzo on running and mehirus and speed, quickness. And where does that come from? That comes from your rotzen, your desire for something. When a person has a desire for something, that's what the word means. Lo tzvisun lemesuk. I'm not going to let you go. Lo avisum lalois. You hear how it's all connected? The word tzvi, why is a deer called a tzvi? Because the tzvi is quick, and when a person has a rotzen to do something, he does it quickly. That's beautiful. Okay. Let's just finish this paragraph over here and we'll stop for tonight. So he says, Harei einu mishamish b'koyach zeh l'tzorech panososoy. Harei einu mishamish, you see where I am after number 33 on top. Harei einu mishamish b'koyach zeh l'tzorech panososoy. The deer is not using, once again, the same concept for its parnoso. L'fichach omar v'loy re'isi tzvi kayetz. He says, I never saw a tzvi, a kayetz. And the truth is, if you think about it, what does a tzvi eat? What is it? Plants. Does it need to run to eat plants? It doesn't need to run to eat plants. It eats the berries. It runs. What do you know what it needs to run from? It needs to run from the lion. But it doesn't need to run for its parnasa. And it's mamish be mechaz. It's literally 100% this concept, what he was referring to over here. That it's not that koyach of the guf of the ari or the koyach of the nefesh of the tzvi is not what we should be focusing on for our shleimus. Let's just finish this piece here. The tzar is a koyach of tnu la'achnis. It's ha'peiros ha'kayitz l'bayis. Fine. Okay. Neged ha'seichel Amar lo reisi shual chenvani. In regards to the seichel, he said, I never saw a shual, a fox, a merchant, selling at the store. Ki ha-shual hazeh yesh bei chochmo mikol chayos ha-sobeh. Right, they say by the fox, he's a sly, he's like Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach Aleph, where the fish says to the fox, you tell me I should come out of the water or I should be with you in the dry land? Don't they call you the smart one? That's not so smart, the fish said back to the fox, right? In the Marshal over there with Rabbi Kiva. Ki ha-shual hazeh yesh bei chochmo mikol chayos ha-sobeh. He has this wisdom more from all animals of the field. And yet nonetheless, he's not using this koyach for his parnasa. We're going to stop here. We're going to pick up Mitzvah next time. I'm not exactly sure when next time is going to be. But maybe it'll be the week afterwards. But let's just review. We started over here from the beginning of the paragraph in Koyach, Chavches, and is started telling us that everything Hashem created was created that it should accomplish similar to what it's created for. In other words, the fire, the Eish, gives off the heat. And the clouds do their job, and the sun does its job, and the wind does its job. And he says, there's no question that Adam was created also to accomplish its tafkid as well, its purpose, its job as well. So what's a person's job? Right? What's a person's job? Oh, so you know what a person might say? Okay, whatever it does for a living, that's what his job is. And he clearly went against that approach. That is 100% incorrect. What a person does for its job is not its tafkid. It's not its shleimus. And then explain with the three different koiches that the person is created with the nefesh, the guf, the nefesh, and the seichel. And he's going to get to the point where when the person focuses on the seichel ha'adam, the sichlius elakis, the gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu elakim, that's where the person will find his shleimus.